Hakari b'Torah. Somebody who reads the Torah, reads in Torah, lo yikos mishlosh psukim. You should not read less than three psukim. The lo yikol maturgam on yitzit pasuk yachu. Now, of these three psukim, you can only read one at a time in order for the guy to translate, to do the translating. V'navi shlosha. Navi can read up to three psukim in one swoop. Ima yishlosha mishlosh parashios. If the three psukim were three different parashios, korin echod echod, then don't read them all together. Read them individually and let the matargim translate in between, even in Navi. V'dalgim Navi, you can skip around the Navi. V'eim adalim Torah, you can't skip around in Torah. V'kam adalim, how much can you can't skip around even in Torah itself? Until the Maturgamon stops translating. In other words, you can skip around a little bit, but within the confines as far as you can roll while the translator is still translating and speaking. Okay? Now, we, of course, skip further than that by Echal, is one major place where we skip in laning. But we do that because we're doing it when we close the Sefer Torah, we skip. And so we close the Sefer Torah. It's between aliyahs, so then that's not a problem because it's not recognizable. Rabbi Bar Rav Chia Bar Bo and Rabbi Yechia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan both said, a person was reading the Torah and he became silenced in the middle, became paralyzed. Zeshuam Meitachta, a person who gets up instead of him, Yaschu B'Mokom Shehizkel Rishon. He starts over from the place where the first guy began. Why? Because he didn't make him shapasa. If he was continuing on from where the first guy left off, I was showing him this baruch leaf name, and what comes as the first psukim had a baruch before it. The noise baruch leaf came, but no baruch afterwards. Hachronim in the last psukim this baruch hachrein they got baruch afterwards, so his baruch leaf name didn't get a baruch before it. Uksivin it says Torah Hashem Tamima, the Torah of God should be perfect. Shetei kula Tamima. Mean there should be a bracha both before and after. Since it starts again from the beginning, makes a bracha and continues on and finishes. Okay? Now this is not at all pashut how we paskin halacha. There are many, many shittas in how to paskin halacha, whether we actually get up and change have a new bracha done. But generally speaking, this is more or less the kind of the case. Now we say the Torah becomes puzzle. So the Torah becomes puzzle, it's something else, because the Sefer Torah becomes puzzle is the same Bakore, but this story about where the first guy who got the Aliyah had to leave or was not able to finish his Aliyah. That's why the second guy to get up starts again from where the first guy started.
What if the Raisa, the Bakore gets sick in the middle of his laning?
I don't think it makes a difference, because he's not integral. I mean, nowadays.
So it's pinch hitter comes in and just
takes over from where you finished, right? From where you got up to.
Haysukah parasha shol shochamisha psukim. If you add a parasha in the Torah of five psukim, so Kori's cool, you can't divide in half because you have to have three psukim before Kori stop after three psukim, and you can't leave three less than three psukim till the end of the parasha. Less okay. What if you didn't do it properly? Then you read three psukim, and then you stop. The next guy, he's in a d'evit situation, so he reads the last two psukim of this parsha. The shloshim parsha cheres, and three is the next parsha. So it's interesting. The Yerushalmi doesn't entertain the notion of what we do on Rosh Chodesh, which is go back a pasuk. And the Gra, in fact, does not have people go back a pasuk. He just divides it up without going back. But here it's a little bit in a smachter in Yerushalmi, doesn't have a person go back and have three psukim in the same parsha. So in any event, Lasa came, what if you didn't read three from the following parsha as you're supposed to? Maushi Akiv. Is it b'dievet bad or not bad? Rabbi Yoino, Rabbi Yisisauka Mechami, they went to greet L'Achui de Yudah Bar Tamuza, the brother of Yudah Bar Tamuza, Krive, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, the relative Rabbi Yisachina, Beknishto, on the base Knesset, the Shul, the Sukhania. Vavatam, Rabbi Yirmiya was standing, Ve'ikev, and they read three, right? And then the first guy read three, and then the next guy read two, and one for the next parsha, not three for the next parsha. Rabbi Yirmiya made him go back.
You said Sukhania. Yeah. That would be like modern-day
Sachna? Oh, could be. That's a good point. Yeah. It's Ganesh, Ganesh Lusha. Yeah, it's in nearby Chan. It makes sense.
I'm Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yana said Rabbi Yosef, Koyfin.
Well, we compel a guy to go back and do it over again. Amalei says, said, yeah, but Rabcha, you are a Rebbe Makev, and therefore you have to go back. Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Shimon Sora, it's not clear what the word Sora means, if it's a place or a part of his name. Anyway, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Shimon Sora, and Rabbi Chanina ben Andrei, B'Shem Rabbi Zakeh, the Kavul, said, Torah ben Teva Teva, if a person makes a mistake between one word and another word, Marzino, so they make him go back. Am Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zir, so Rabbi Yirmiya said to Rabbi Zir, Vavdin came, we talk to do that. Amalei said, "Vay, Adina Lazu, you're still asking such questions. Afilu Toa, even made a mistake. Ben im leveim, you go back." Now this is an interesting thing because it means that if you made a mistake, you pronounce that word was supposed to be im as veim, or vice versa, you go back. But the Torah and Rishonim brings down the Truma Sadesh and another Rishonim who even had a girsa in the Yerushalmi, although we don't have such a girsa, but the halacha seems to be come out of the Yerushalmi. That's only if you made a change in the letter. But what if you vowelized it wrong? If you said, would say, might as well give you the case he gives. The case he gives is, instead of saying, one second.
Ace and S.
Ace and S would be a good example, right. Another example that he gives is, you called Moshe Misha, because of Russian Moshe. And Aaron, you called something else also. So,
Zecher and Zecher.
Right, Zecher and Zecher, something like that. All those would be the case that we didn't go back. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. It's actually not just if you change the vowels, you have to actually add or detract the letter in order to have to go back, which is, I think, believe the way we possibly. I mean, we try and correct mistakes no matter what, but b'dievet, if there was a mispronunciation, so we're not so mocking on that. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Shimon Safra, so kind of a tragic story. Rabbi Shimon Safra de Tarachnat, Rabbi Shimon was the sofer in Tarachnas, Amr Le Bnei Karti, so the people of the city said, Katab Diburaya, puncture your psukim in the middle. Don't read the entire pasuk. Why? The Kernun Benin, that our children can learn. In other words, read it in phases, or phrases, so our children can learn the laning. They can learn the meaning. Asked to show Rabbi China, so he asked Rabbi China what he should do. Amalei said, "In katon reishach, if they chop off your head, lo tishma lahom, don't listen to them. Flo shem alone, he didn't listen to them. B'sharon lebi sifru, saying they fired him for being the cipher, meaning for being the teacher in the school. Besides, I mean, several days later, some days later, nachas lacha, he came down here. Come here, Rabbi Shimon ben Yosina." So Rabbi Shimon Yosina talked to him. I guess he came down to Tveria. So Rabbi Shimon Yosina met him and started schmoozing him. Amalei said, "Mata veukarta, what are you doing in that city?" The Taile Uvdo, he told him the story. Amalei, so he said, "Velama lo shamata lo." So he said, "Why didn't you listen to them and cut the psukim in half?" Amalei, so the sofer said in shock. We do some checks, of course, still in half. Amalei said, "Why not? Velena Mekati Lom Besidra. Then we then include them again when we learn them and or say them over in the base medrash." Now this is interesting because we of course chop up sukkim when we're learning. We don't chop up sukkim when we're learning. That's what he responded. But he was extrapolating from what we do when we're learning to what we can do when we're learning. But he said, Amalei. So he said, I'm sorry, that was the response. Amalei v'leinah mekadlim b'sidra, don't we come to b'sidra? Amalei v'leinah chaz mekadlim lom. But that's true. The sofer said, the fired sofer said yes, but that's only because afterwards we repack everything into the same pasuk and say it's a complete pasuk. These guys just wanted me to punctuate it differently than to punctuate the chumash. Amalei b'sidra said, ilu ava ha'u safra b'yoyme, if that sofer would have been around in my day, I would have made him one of the Chachamim, because he was obviously very smart and very, you know, fearful of heaven, that he made sure to do it the right way.
It's not interesting, you know, how come the sofer just didn't stop the whole argument and say, "I got a psak halacha saying I can't"?
I guess they didn't care.
That's the bottom line.
You mean things haven't changed?
No. It's maybe saying psak halacha is, this is what I heard. Maybe that just somehow did not end the discussion.
Well, obviously it didn't. What axe are we grinding?
I don't know. It's
better be a big one.
I'm grinding the axe. This was for chinuch, and you're allowed to do.
Yeah, but not during laning.
Was this laning?
Yes.
Learning?
Yeah, if it was learning. He just said that was his whole discussion. Said the base manager allowed to chop it, but he wanted him act. They wanted to no. This wasn't such a firm congregation. They were combining Sunday school with davening. So they wanted to kill two birds with one stone. So, so he said, no, nothing to it. Okay. Says more further. Rav Amar, Rav said, what are three psukim in Novi, which are three separate parshas? So he brings on Hoy Ravis Yotzer. Now, this is actually only one of the three psukim. It's the middle pasuk. The three psukim there, each of which is a parsha, each of which is a separate paragraph in the Novi. One of them is Harifu Shamayim, the other is Hoy Rav, and the next one is Hein Omar. Not that you're going to be tested on that. But in any event, so he says that that's the case where it's three parshas in there. You can't read all three psukim together and translate afterwards because it is three separate parshas. Okay? Medalgi Menavi. You could skip around Novi, but Ein Medalgim in Torah, you can't skip in Torah. Medalgim in Novi, you could skip around Novi, but Ein Medalgim in Novi, the Novi, it has to be internal within each Novi. However, in Novi Shel Shnemasar and Novi of Treyasar, Mutar it's permitted to skip around. We, in fact, do that on Shabbos Shuva. Skip around the Novi and with Treyasar. Yeah. Aim it's we did have a square one. Ein Medalgim in Torah. Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi said, "Shein goim sevitar ragos, you don't roll sevitar in public." Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi asagat mechol shoyis a parsha ketana. So then what?
The term of a golem is such a. It should be like golem.
Yeah, okay. In Yerushalmi, they drop letters.
I guess
that's what the Bible says. Tana Yerushalmi not lishna klila nakat. They slur letters together, so they only have one letter for certain things.
So in any event, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Yerushim Hashem Elohim said, Engel Sefer Torah Rabin, that's why you can't skip. Rabbi Yossi Boi Agatzlos, Rabbi Yossi has said, that's the case, imagine, Shoyza Parsha Klan, it's a short Parsha, which you can just roll quickly. Or you don't even have to roll, just skip from the top of the Parsha, top of the column to the bottom of the column. What's the problem? I'm late, so you say, you know, in that situation, the reason is a different one. I have a fallback reason. In order, we don't want them to be choishes that the order is corrupt, so therefore we make them listen in order, so therefore you can't skip around. Okay, says the Gemara. But then we learn by Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur Kori Achrei Mos, he reads Achrei Mos V'ach Boser, then he reads in Bamidbar the Maftir, so he skips around. Shani Ushu Sidur Shulim, that's different because that's the arrangement of the day, and there's a special mitzvah to do it, so that's not proof.
Also, the second thing is, doesn't he do that not reading from the text? He does that orally.
Right, that's what the Gemara says. You skip, you peek. Tein El Chot, the cheater you. Damar Hashem Elokish B'chol Mokom Eina Kori Al Peh, V'ach Kori Al Peh. He never does he read about Peh, and he reads on Baal Peh. Period. Rabbi Yossi Mafke Bar Ula. Rabbi Yossi commanded Bar Ula the Chazna. The Chazan, we also had this. The Chazan in the base in the Knishta Bavloi in the Babylonian shul. Kadihi Chad Oraisa. When it's one Torah you're using, Tehavi Gvila Achori Paruchta. So do the winding behind the paruchs, meaning don't bring it, wind it and bring it out, but rather wind it before davening, prepare it. Kadin tarti, when the two sefer Torah te mevil chada, bring and leave one there, or maitzachada, bring one another one. No, it never takes the two sefer Torah out at once. We have it already. The Yerushalmi shitas, you don't take two sefer Torah at once. You pull them back and take another one. Arechon. How much can you skip in Novi? So Om Rabbi Yahu Gon Parshas Yoda HaKoin. It's like a certain skip in Novi. The Parshas Yoda HaKoin, that's the ideal skip, no more, no less. HaMaftir B'Novi. Somebody makes Avtor Novi who paris a Shema. He's the one who does Shachris. Shachris paris Shema means starts in Baruch Hu. V'Evner Teva, and then he does the Chazar Sashatz. Remember, the old days, they weren't so makbin on Smichas Gula Tfilo, so therefore, he doesn't say here, since you did Shema, so you automatically have to do
Shmonesri, they're two separate kibbutim, right? Vunas is kap if he lanes. Vyokotan, if he is a small child, aviv or rabo, over ayodo, his father or his master, they do it on his behalf. Says Mara, lo tzur chada, it's out of order. It shouldn't be like, rather this. Lo tzur chada ella. Haporeis is mishma samidam shachris. Who over lifnei ateva, he's going to daven shachris. Samidam sukkah is, well, he's going to say Shimon Esrei. Who knows his kapa vein, he also lanes. He says that why do we do this? Why are we ready to give him kapa for the morning and give him the schus of diamond chakras in order to appease them, in order that they should be willing to take the maftir? Because taking the maftir was not considered to be kapa in the old days. So it was considered to be like kind of degrading. So therefore, in order to appease the guy, I got some after, we would give him the whole kit and kabuto. We try to appease him from before and give him suki de zimba, because krishma already, and so on and so forth down the line. Okay? Period. Vimaya katan, it says if he was a child, aviv or rabo, his father or his master, oivrim al yodo. So what does it mean, oivrim al yodo? It means that... I wrote here. I can't read. One second. What?
What's the cotton doing? Laning?
Yeah, my red's on here. One second. That's right. No, that's right. I've written down. Very good. It says over him, and at least now yodo. So it means that he can dive in Shmona Esrei, that the Godo can reach, does the Chasaris shots for him. But it sounds like Shemai can do himself, right? Because it only says Godo Oiver Ayoto. What is Oiver? Oiver is Lifnei Ateva. That's for Chazor Zershatz. But it sounds like he can do his own Shema. How could this be? Vatina didn't learn Kotan Leifers the Shema. Kotan can't lead the community in Shema. So that's my very interesting answer. I'm Ravidan Kambish Avish Tesaris, Kambish Loivish Tesaris. The way I understand this, he's 13 definitely. The question is whether two hairs or not. Right, whether he's adult or Raisa, now whether he's an adult or Rabbana. So therefore, the way it breaks up is that for Puri Sal Shema, you're not actually being Motzi the Tzibur in anything. So therefore, it could be even a 30-year-old who hasn't yet brought Shnei Saris. But already from the time when you're doing Shemon Esrei, so the people who don't know Shemon Esrei, you're being Motzi them. So then, in order to be Motzi others, so then you already have to be of the age of Shnei Saris. Okay? Is that clear? Says the Mishnah further. Mekotan the Koyer B'Torah, Mekotan can read the Delaying the Torah, Umatargim and translate. Avlein Abreis Hashma, Yemba Dispeit and Borchu, Veiner Avlein Ateva can't be the Chazan, Veiner knows he's Kapov, he cannot Leduchan. Pocheach, a person's wearing short sleeves, Poreis Hashma, he can dive in Shachris as the Baal Shachris. Be up to Shmona Esrei, umetargim, and he can translate the kriya. Abel eno kriya b'tar, but he may not lain. Eno l'neyatev, and he cannot serve as a chazam. He knows his kapav, and he cannot duchon. From this is the makor to be makbi that the people wear long sleeves during davening, because it says that a pocheach, so he's wearing short sleeves, it's considered to be a gnai for him to daven. So that's why people wear long sleeves and jackets and such like during davening.
What about somebody without socks?
Well, as you know, I'm halachically opposed to sandals without socks. I actually will not give the, if I can avoid it, I won't give the armut to somebody who does wear sandals without socks in shul. I mean, Israel might be different, but in America I feel that it's not could be condoned. I did ask when several of our mispalim started davening sandals without socks. So I did ask Rabbi Shusterman if the shul in B'nai Ruvain permits them to get aliyahs. And he said, yes. So that's why he gave them aliyahs, yes. Okay? So in any event, I am opposed to that. It's not such a big problem by us, I'm sure, the other place where
it's a far bigger problem. But in any event, that's not our Mishnah's Mishpochech. Here's talking about where you wear short sleeves.
I think back in Brachos, you cited a Tosfos that was like a makor for that you have your arms covered during davening or something.
Because here it's covered at Tzibur. Here it's not for the individual. Here it sounds like an individual can't do it. It's only Bochech. Can't be the Tzibur, but as an individual. I remember the Tosfos, but if I did, it's for the individual, not for the Tzibur. Okay? Maybe because if he can only cross the Kechli, so I don't remember what I said there. All right. Says Vishnu further, Suma, a blind man, points to Shema, he can say Shema, meaning the Baruch Hu and Kaddish and Baruch Hu, with Targum, and he can translate. Somebody who never saw the lights, well, if it's a Shema, he can't say Yotzer or Choshech, right? And Yotzer and Moros, because he never saw the Moros, so therefore, how's he going to make that Bracha? So if he never cited in his entire life, Rachman al Tzlan, then he can't say.
Even in Yechidus?
Oh, so that's not clear. It's not clear. It sounds like only in public. I mean, that's what I'm discussing.
Does everyone say the bracha pro-kiachiv?
Well, that's a birchas shvach, not necessarily for him personally. I don't know what his status is, but. Tamati, we learned over there, Tsuma in a goyla. If somebody is blind and he kills unintentionally, he doesn't go into ghosts. The Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's perspective, or Mir Omer Goli, he does go into ghosts. Which they make a echle darshan, they both are the same, but it says, below Ros, you kill somebody unintentionally without seeing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Rabbi says it should be prat l'suma, to exclude a suma, but it's only could have seen, but he doesn't see now. Suppose the suma doesn't see at all. Right? Mir Omer L'rabbis is a suma, includes a suma. The way it's explained there in Makkos is because it's a miut achar miut l'rabos, right? It says two exclusion one after the other, so therefore it includes a suma also can be goal if he kills unintentionally. V'katninon kosh lo ram aros miyama lo yifros eshma. But here it says, not that way. Here it says, somebody who never saw the lights cannot say Baruch, Kaddish Baruch Hu. I'm raw poets, but if he did see the lights one upon a time, he can't say Kaddish Baruch Hu. So there it sounds like a blind man. Actually, there's a line missing with the Gemara which appears in Makkos, that Rabbi Yehuda said that Tani, but it says that Rabbi Yehuda exempts the Suma from all the mitzvahs mentioned in the Torah. So how come here, if he once saw lights, he can make the Bracha? He should be exempted from all mitzvahs in the Torah. So says the Gemara. Again, katanin. Here it says koshlo ramos yav loy frosus hashma haim ro. But if you did, even you're blind now. Poreis. So Rabbi Chaga boy kum Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Chaga asked for Rabbi Yosa. Mukhlevis or proposed name Rabbi in front of Rabbi Yosa. Mukhlevis hashita. Mukhlevis shita said Rabbi Yehuda. That there's a contradiction shita Rabbi Yehuda. Tamen Omer over there, he says it should be potter. V'acha Omer chayev. And here, by Golus, he says you're chayev. You're potter, exempt from Golus. But here he says, well, even l'rabos or l'chayev, but here it sounds like a suma, somebody who's blind, can reach Shema as long as he once did see the Moros. So Rabbi China, Rabbi Hillel, no. The truth is, our Mishnah is not talking about a suma at all. A suma taka doesn't make Birkos Kriya Shema. Just like over there, he doesn't go into Golos because he's part of all mitzvahs and says Loros. Here, he doesn't can't do it either, right? But rather, what are we talking about here? A guy who is sighted, but somebody who was raised in the dark. In the physical dark. So therefore, he actually never saw stars in his life. He never saw Moros, so therefore he can't make the bracha. Not because he's a blind man. Blind man anyway can't make it. But somebody who never saw stars, he can't make it either. Okay? I'm Rabbi Chida, Brady Rabbi Hila, B'yoshi, B'yis, Ovel, Masis, I'm just talking about somebody sitting in a dark room. Kachu, Oymer, and this is what it says, B'yoshi, B'yis, Ovel, somebody sitting in a dark room and never came out of it. Lo'yifro Shema, he can't say Krishma Baruchu. But here, below Ros, Rabbis is a suma. There, over there, in the case of the murder. So then, the case over there, we say that below Ros comes to tell us that Prat Suma should be. That a suma taka cannot do anything. He cannot be chayav.
Come to the next Bob Green article. Man was kept in a dark house, never saw the stars.
he can't do anything because he, or rather, he doesn't have to go on the golos because it's excluded because it's not the true accent which the Torah is mechayev golos for. Okay, coin chesh yodah mumin, a coin who has mumin, who has wounds on his hands, lo yisa kapav isha, not duchen. Even their disdain, because people look at him. And this next one we had in Tainus. Tainus we learned, Ubifonov. The Ritbar says that if the movement's not necessarily in your hands, which is a problem, then people would stare at your hands, but even the movement's in your face. So people are going to look at your face, they're going to come to look at your hands too. We don't want that happening. So therefore, if you have any boom anywhere, you can't do it. Ask one way before I tell you, you learn about your dash b'iro mutter. If a person was dash b'iro, in other words, if he was accustomed or being people accustomed to seeing, then it's mutter. And the truth is, it's not really a question but a qualification. It's only if he's not dash b'iro, if people are not used to him, people used to him, then he can do it regardless. Okay? Rabbi Naftali Avasit Spasei Akumi had a crooked finger. Asa Shol Rabbi Mona, Asa Mona, can you do it? Or Melissa Sammy came and shot the Ishbara Dapshirak, since people are accustomed to your presence in the city, Muti allowed to do so. Rav Chuna Avamavar Zaldakar, Rav Chuna used to take people who were looked, had baby faces. They were, they were not just clean shaven, but something, their hairs were not growing properly. You know, they were growing hair, but it wasn't growing properly. So it wasn't uniform. It didn't look like a beard. It looked like they were very young. So so he says that he used to take these people away from the Amid. V'latayidi we learned about Dashbu, or Ira Mutter. People are accustomed to the way he looked, a dwarf or a midget, he's Mutter. Aramunamur said, Ragle Havasagi, no, since he had short legs. Ragle Havasagi means literally had long legs, but it's a Lashon Sagi, you know, slipping around something to be more derech eretz. Since he had short legs, Shelo Yu Omrim, since he had the, you know what, just scratch what I just said from the record. I was just babbling. Ragle Havasagi means he had short legs, period. Right, it's not a euphemism for anything, it's just short legs. He had short legs. Since he had short legs and he had a problem with the growing face. Right, Ravari is long. Sagin means Ragli Havi. Maybe it is Sagin Nor. I forgot. When we learned Tainus, I knew what it was because then it had it. One second. What is it? Tainus.
Anyway, he's got a congenital defect, so it looks like he's a kid. Yeah. And we don't want people to think that since he's almost clean shaven and he's also very short, that a kid can do him. That is our problem.
So he can't do him as long as they're used to seeing him. They don't.
No.
He can't.
No, even because his movement's too radical. People simply will not understand.
Even if they know him.
That's what it sounds like here. It was a unique situation.
General endocrine diseases where they don't go through.
Right. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe if there was a point when it become accustomed, it would be okay. But it sounds like here there's no point when it becomes accustomed. Here in Tainus it doesn't say sagin. It says regla habis. He had legs. But maybe it is sagin. Is lush and sagin norm. Maybe it does mean. Maybe I take back what I took back. And I reinstate it. In other words, he had long legs, meaning he had short legs. All right. Anyway, you got the idea. Says Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Samer. Shosli stag b'chayim shor, shem istav, v'chay sol, this all teaches us, since we're afraid people looking, they're not supposed to look. Why are you not supposed to look? I'm Rabbi Chagar, Chagar said, Klum amarei mistak, why people say not to look? Lomine, they say, that's the means, because if I stare at their hands, then I won't concentrate on the bracha.
You weren't here when we looked at Sinai's, were you?
Yes.
So there it says if I look at their hands, I won't concentrate on the bracha. So therefore, it's he says he took in shvu. He said Moshe by Moses, don't mistakel outlook v'lo mesiyadaiten, it won't be mesiyachdas. So he allowed himself to look at the kohanim.
Okay. stare at their hands and you become the summa that the Mishnah talked about.
Yeah, but that's only folklore and that's not true because it really has nothing to do with the Shechina or anything. It just has to do with the Noah Sechadash.
Right after the
summa,
right. Maybe that's how the Medrash Rabbah also says that I think it's Rabbi Shimon Levi says, I'm not exactly sure, says that that the Shechina is standing behind the Kohanim. He says about Berachas Kohanim.
He says that? I think the Mishnah Berurah does bring down as far of Derech Eretz for the Shechina, but it's not to be taken literally. It's just like, you know.
That's what Medrash Rabbah says.
It's a nice figure to
say. Although I told the Kohanim to give the Berachah B'nai Yisrael, but really I'm standing behind them and I'm looking through their fingers.
Okay. That's cute. Nice Medrash. Shkoyach. I just happened to come across it.
Just happened to come across it.
That is interesting. Homer, Ovi, Lifnei, Ateva, Tzumi. Said to me, somebody says, I'm not going to pass. What?
I'm still working
on Dostoevsky. Homer, Ovi, Homer, Lifnei, Ateva. Somebody says, I'm not going to dive in as Chaz and Bitzvuin in color garments. Apple volume lo yavor. We don't let him go even in white garments. In other words, if he starts making kriya conditions, we don't let him go. Say lo yavor besandli any over. He says I'm not going to go in sandals. Af yachiv lo yavor. We don't even let him go barefoot. In other words, just go whatever way you come. You come. Stop making conditions and limitations. That's not the way to approach Hashem. You have to go through humility without worrying about your costume or design. That's one way of learning it, but there's a more fascinating way of learning Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael as. And I gotta tell you, it is fascinating. It says, it just changes one letter. It says, instead of Ha'omer Eini, he says, Ha'omer Ani. Now look at the way you read it then. He says, Ha'omer Ani, Oivel Fnei Teva V'tzvuin. He says, I want to pass in front of the Teva with colored garments. And he says, you know who used to do that and still do it? Catholic priests. It says Catholic priests, they go bifnei ateva when they go to celebrate Mass, they go in colored garments. You know why they go in colored garments, he says?
Because that's what the
Kohanim. Zechel Kohen Gadol, that's right. Zechel Kohen Gadol. So he says, if somebody says, Ani oiver lifnei ateva, they say, ah! Your uncle is a Christian, or, you know, he's from that sect. Because he will definitely wants to wear cold clothing. So Apple Vine Loyal, we don't let him go even in white clothes, which is the way we dress when we go to the Amud. We wear white. Either we wear a kittel, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, or we wear a talis. And this from the minhag also, for this comes the minhag of the yeshivas to wear talis at all three davenings, right? Because you have to be misatef belovan, you have to wear white. So there's but we don't let this guy go even in white. Similarly, he says, "Besandal ani oiver." He says, "I don't know how." This is a little bit more tenuous. But he says that the minhag in the eastern countries is that Jews daven barefoot. I don't know. That's what he says. So he says, if a guy says, "I'm going to go and daven with my sandals on," so it's also like a church where they daven with their shoes on. So therefore, we don't let them go even barefoot, as was conducted by the Bnei Yisrael.
They were allowed to daven
barefoot. Well, it doesn't mean they weren't wearing, like the Muslims, they were wearing socks.
But
they weren't.
So that's a sign of
Avelus
to daven barefoot.
That's above a
Meisa. It is above
a Meisa. Yeah. They said, years ago, somebody told my wife, you're not allowed to walk around your house in socks.
I've heard that.
Yeah, it's above a Meisa. Okay? To be disregarded. Okay? Hosat filoso agula. If somebody makes this tefillah round, it's a sakana, it's a danger because it can go into your forehead. It goes, get pushed out. If it's flat, so it can't get pushed into your head, but if it's round, it can go into your forehead. Bam, it's a sam, it's a nutsa mitzko, if you put it on your forehead, or pass the other on your palm, I raise it there, that's what the medium did, the tzedoki. Tzipa zov, if you cover it with gold, vinasla beisiyad unkli shlo, you put it on your wrist, I raise it there, chachitzoinim. Those are people who follow their own line of thinking, not the rabbi's line of thinking. Tana Rabbi Yisrael BBA said, Tefillin merubos, square tefillin, shchoros, and black tefillin are lochel mosh misina. That's not what I say, but lochel mosh misina. Another very famous mission which are in Brachos, Hoimei veruchucha toivim. Somebody says, may be blessed by the good guys, not by the bad guys. I raise the Derech Minos, that's Derech Minos, because we believe everybody's under the jurisdiction of Hashem, and everybody can come and daven to Hashem. Somebody says, on the nest of the birds you had mercy, we'll throw, cast away the mother bird. May your name be commemorated for good. That's also Derech Minos, because you're only giving Hashem credit for certain elements of his activities. Modim, modim, somebody says modim twice, Mashiach always silence him, even in public, because it looks like he's being a Zoroastrian and worshipping two deities. Hamachana Barai, somebody says that when it says lo sagala erva, it means do not see nakedness, literally, and has nothing to do with sexual relations of any sort. That's something which we silence a guy because it's a form of censorship, which leads one to a mistaken impression. The Chumash is talking about what it's not. Similarly, somebody says, when do not give your, the Darshan, when it says, do not give of your children to the Molech of Odezara, he Darshan's it, Mizarachol Lotitin La'avora Baramusa, do not use your seed to impregnate a Shiksa. So Mishapkin also bin Zifa, we silence him with a rebuke. So it's interesting, these are forbidden things. But you can't say that's the Pshat and Pasuk. Ein mikra yetim de pshuto, right? And the pshuto means whatever we understand the pasuk. I mean, you can't distort it in that way, shape, or frame. Shform. Homer v'chukha tvayim, and somebody says, may the good guys bless you. Shtei v'shuto, it sounds like he's giving credence to the concept of there being two gods. One of good and one of bad. And only the people of good should praise the good God. And bad people are bad, will praise the bad God. So therefore we silence him because we don't want to have bad people that impression. But what about Ken Tzipor? And people say, Rabbi Simon said, "Kikore tigara midais of shel Hakadosh Baruch." If you say, "Oh yeah, mercy on the nest," it's as if you're calling foul on Hashem, saying, "I can't see for yirach amecha." You have mercy on a nest. But on me, lo yirach amecha, you weren't so merciful. So it's like you're passing judgment on Hakadosh Baruch. It's not nice. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Simon said, "Can nice the kids?" Second, third form, third party about himself.
Talking about himself. It's not. It's not because.
No, it's not about Yoshka. No. Don't even think of it. Says Ma. You can think about it, but it's not.
I'll think
it's
about it.
Not.
That was my ex. I was trying to grind before.
Okay. Rabbi Yossi Shem Rabbi Simon said, "Can Noisa Kitz on Midaisa Baruch to Zev Hashem is he's giving limit. You're citing limitation on the midas of Hashem. You'll say about Hashem, I can't see but Yerachemach. He had mercy on the birds, but not let's say on the insects." So he's saying, oh, yeah, I had mercy on that and limitation of Hashem, but as Hashem's mercy really extends to all living creatures. Okay? So, excuse me. It's tiny, there are those who say, Ad ken tzipor gir rachmecha. He's tiny, ow, on ken tzipor. Not ad, until, not, but rather on. Manamar ow, he says, ow, on ken tzipor. Mr. Pilz said, on the ken tzipor, but not on me. Manamar ad, up to, Mesel Rabbi Yossi, it's like Rabbi Yossi says, up to a certain point, but no more than that, up to, let's say, birds, but not lower form animals. Rabbi Yossi said, Lotin Tavus, they do not, don't do a good thing by mentioning Ken Tzipor, for another reason. Because, Shein Osim, Yidosir, Kodesh Baruch Hu Rachmim, it's as if they're coming across as Hashem is making the mitzvahs for the purpose of rachmim. Therefore, if like Shoal, I think there's a certain mitzvah which is not rachma, in my perception of rachma, it's like annihilating the entire Malika people, I will stumble up, right? Says the Gemara, Elin de Targumim b'nei Ami b'nei Yisrael, those who translate the words Ami b'nei Yisrael Chumash, Kama da an rachmim b'shmaya, just like we are. You have mercy in heavens, can't have on rachmin ba'ara, so do you have rachmin on the land. And when also vespino, they translate, it says, Amim ne Yisrael, also vespino, the shishlu b'yom b'chos, they translate that old Boston, they says, you should have rachmanis in the earth, just like in the heavens. Taurus and Achila, and therefore, an ox or a sheep, yasov yas bro'lo to kasun. You should not slaughter tavay biyom chad, right? Don't slaughter both at once. Lo avdin tavus, so they're not doing a good thing. Shehein osim gzeirosu shokosh baruch rachim, because they're preaching inadvertently, perhaps, that Hashem's gzeiros have to do with rachim. That's not always true. There's a famous gra in the Mishnah, which of course the Zohar says that Kenzi was, as a matter of fact, the mitzvah of cruelty. And once you throw away the mother bird, she goes and she commits suicide. So on the contrary, Kenzi was a mitzvah, according to that perspective, not to teach Rachmanis, or to have Rachmanis on the bird, but to have Achzorius. And he says that even Achzorius is a meter which a person should sometimes use the Shem Shemayim. Which, you know, to be bold and resolute about things, even if it's difficult.
Like
Mochel Timchazen. Like Mochel Timchazen, very good. Sazamor. So a person says modim twice, we silence him. As it says, shall be dammed up, D-A-M-M-E-D, the mouth of the people who speak lies. Now this is only in the community if he says modim, in public. He says modim, as an individual in Shmon Esrei. You can actually, it means that you can repeat words of Shimon Esrei when you're in private. Okay? Public, you can't. Sometimes it even looks like meanness, but in private, you can't. Torgum HaShoem Elifnei Chochum. A Torgum HaSan from Chochum broadcasting words, Eino Rashai Lo L'Shanos Lo L'Chanos. He cannot change to give different names. To add, Only Kena Yo Aviva Rabba, unless, I'm going to learn some of the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael. Unless the Amora for Urmzim Targumon quoted his father, the father of the Turgamon, not the father of the Chacham, that's Kabbalah says, but the father of the Turgamon, then he can change. And so we have the case like this: Rabbi Pedosa of Amora, he was broadcasting remarks to Rabbi Yasa, Milan Deshama Min Avui, those things which Rabbi Yasa had heard from Rabbi Pedosa's father, Rabbi Elezer, Kavu Amar, this he used to say. This is Rabbi Pedos said, "B'shem Abba, name my father." But that's only if he himself had heard it from his father. However, Mila the Lo Shama Min Avui, so he didn't hear it from his father. Have Omar Kain Amar Rab B'shem Rabbi Lezer. But there he actually mentioned his father's name. In order to differentiate between things, he himself could verify things he could not verify. Okay, says the Gemara. Barashita Abba Amorai, Barashita was also Amorai, to Rabbi Avo, or here it says Acha, but the word Acha seems to be a mistake. Milan, that's a Shai Torah Zitzel says. He said, Milan the Shomin Avoi, some of the things that Rabbi Avo had heard from Rabbi Lezer, Barashita's father, Abba Amorai used to say, Kenema Rabbi, this is my Rabbi Sabi Shem Abba, name my father. Million to Lo Shomin Avoy things he didn't hear from his father. Hava Amar, as we say, Kenema Rebbe, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, name Rabbi Chanina, which was his father's name. He actually mentioned his father's name in that case since he himself did not hear the statement. Rabbona Kadavi Mori B'chavus, Rabbona, when he used to teach in a good community, or in the public, Million to Shomin Avoy, basically, Stavi heard from his father at home. Hava Amar used to say, Kenema, here the Shai Torah, it still changed again, says, Rabbi Yoina Abba. He said, Rabbi Yonah, my father. Milan Shomin Avoy Beisad, but stuff here in the base manish, where it wasn't as paternal, rather as part of the yeshiva, he said, he didn't just say Rabbi Yonah's father. I guess I want to be more exact to the distinguishing that which you learned as a father relationship, but that you learned in other ways. Amar Rabbi Yonah, he said, Hamachana Bar Yasa, if somebody was Machana Bar Rais, what does that mean? He says, you're not allowed to uncover the nakedness of father and mother, but he doesn't learn it as being actually having to do with relations. What does it mean? Do not give your seed over to become pregnant in a shiksa. Tani Rabbi Shmuel said, what's a person of this nature who gives his children to the Moloch, even though you're not supposed to dash it this way, we can say it in private, the person who gives person who Zeshu knows say, Arami Sumami Mena Bunim, the Bunim, Mami Oivin Lamokam. Person who marries a shiksa and has children, even the children convert, they're going to be enemies of Kodesh Baruch because they weren't conceived improperly. So therefore, that one could say that that is, in fact, is, even though you're not supposed to dash in public, that that's an illusion, which is alluded to in giving your kids to the Molech, meaning giving your seed over to the Aramis, to the Shiksa, and producing children thereby.
What about when David?
He was Megayer then.
She was Megayer of Shalom's.
Yeah, could be the first Bia as you fast or not, but afterwards she was Megayer then.
Okay.